Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. My little corner of the world that's dedicated to that entrepreneur. That entrepreneur, that person that has a dream, that is ready to take their money, their business, and their life to new levels, and all they need to be successful is just some tools, training, and technology. Well, that's what we offer you at TW3. We're offering you a system, a software, and a strategy to take whatever business you want to be in. We're not trying to be like, Saul was to David. Hey, use my armor. I mean, you might only have a slingshot and a few rocks. That's fine with us. You know, you do you. Bring what you got, and then let us just help you, show you ways that people just like you have found tremendous success. You know, one of the things I've learned in my emails that go out, it never, ever, ever fails. I can send out a mass email talking about how to enjoy life more. I can talk about how you can have more freedom at home. I can talk about literally anything, but one thing, and it's amazing. One thing, if I put a dollar figure with any email, it just like it's an allergic reaction I shouldn't say, because that sounds negative, but it compels a response, good and bad. And it's amazing how that works. It's amazing how when you talk in terms of money, how all of a sudden it gets people's attention. It really does. It just like, bells go off, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And it's amazing to me how people respond differently. It's amazing to me how some people will see how a person is doing, because we have had in the last several months, I mean, going on a couple years, but it's amazing to me. It's not slowing down. Month after month after month, our business is growing. It's picking up steam. More people are getting involved. More people are seeing early success. That doesn't mean everyone, okay, don't hear me. There are people that are trying and they're doing due diligence, and it's not clicking yet. Entrepreneurialism is new to them. Business is new to them. Technology might be new to them. So there's always, a lot of people that it takes longer than others, but there are people that are getting in and just their first few weeks are really just hitting the ground running. And we've got people that are both reselling our system as a business, and we have people that are using our system to grow their own existing business that they already came to the table with. It's a wonderful thing to see. But when you start highlighting new people that are making tremendous money, old people that are older members, that is not age, but the length they have been with us. When you start highlighting people's success, it is amazing how that activity compels people to respond, and how it's different of how people respond. I've got people, man, it motivates them. It inspires them. If so-and-so can do it, so can I. And that's really the way you want to respond. But then you have people that it discourages. It literally has the polar opposite effect, that when they see this person doing well and this person doing well, all of a sudden they get this attitude, well, what's wrong with me? And that is the wrong, or what's wrong with the opportunity? They must be lying, because I haven't found that. And in either reaction, that is just not, my wife was telling me, and I guess it's just I'm out of the loop. I am so aloof on certain things. I mean, it is amazing. Sometimes I tell people I have gone through my whole life, I feel like with my head in the clouds, because I would go to school and years later I would hear, did you know so-and-so, you went to school with him, he got in trouble in ninth grade, 10th grade and all this. And they would tell me all these terrible things that were going on and how he got in trouble and all of these things that were going on right around me. And I never saw any of it, never even knew it was going on. So sometimes the old adage, ignorance is bliss. I've lived a very blissful life, I guess. But my wife was explaining to me, sometimes people on social media, it is not good for some people. Some people will go on Facebook or Instagram or one of these social media platforms and they see other people and the life they're living and the vacations they're going on and all of this. And they just all of a sudden get really depressed, really discouraged, downtrodden, disheartened. And I never knew that, and it's not just one per several people have that reaction. And it rang true to me when we were talking about this, because I was asking about a certain individual. It seems like, they're really down and out. And I didn't understand one of the comments they made on one of the social media platforms. And she had to explain to me, well, that's because they're feeling depressed about that. And I was like, why would they feel? And she had to explain this whole dynamic that goes on with a lot of people. And it's not just women, it's men and everyone. And it really rang true because we just sent out an email the other day talking about how we've got new members that just in a few short weeks, not reselling TW3 as a business opportunity, but just simply using the tools and the training we give, how they're finding tremendous success. And we mentioned the dollar figure. I then in that same email said, someone had asked about how did you make that money? And it gave the dollar amount that I reported, or Lindsay reported for me on one of our live podcasts in our income statement. How in the world is that possible? Is it not very difficult? And I appreciated the tone that the person used because they weren't being accusatory. They wasn't accusing me of lying or anything like that, because you get that a lot when you start bringing up dollar amounts. But they're like, is that not just a really too far out for the average person to reach? And I told him, I said, well, yes and no. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Is it an amount that the average person will reach? No. Is it the amount that the average person could reach? Yes. And that's the distinction. Opportunity is around everyone. Opportunity is around everyone. And the average person, if you start doing a sociological study of our society and people, we're not that different from one another when it comes to just intelligence, when it comes to, various things that sort of going to filter and manage your life. We do have a lot of distinctions. I'm not saying we're all the same, but we're not so far apart that the average. Now, I'm not saying that there are people that have some health issues, mental issues, psychological issues, that have some really, really, real obstacles in their life. And it's difficult. I'm not talking about them. And there are people that have a huge, huge advantage, high intelligence, high EQ and IQ, high skill set, came with a lot of opportunity and wind at their back. I'm not talking about them, because that's a minority too. So you've got these polar opposite types of people, but that is the minority. The majority of us are in that 75-80% percentile that, we're 10-15 points away from EQ, IQ. We're 10-15 points away from, life experiences and stuff. We're not that far apart. However, the results that we have are wide. So it tells you that it's not about what a person can do, it's about what a person will do. And so when I was responding to this person's email, I said, here's the thing. And I laid it out statistically, 65% of our membership uses our tools. to promote their own existing business. So we don't have data on what, unless they report it like this one member did, we don't have data on what they're doing. How much insurance are you selling? How much real estate are you selling? How has this helped your restaurant, your retail? How has this helped your direct sales business, your MLM, your network marketing business, your ministry, your coaching business? We don't know, because those are individual products that, you know, we doesn't pass through us. We have no idea. But we do know what people who are resellers and trainers of our platform, we see their numbers, and we see who's doing well and who's not. We see the lion's share, the averages. We see the type of people. We've got a lot of data. And I can tell you, you know, because he was asking, well, how long does it take? Because one of his pointed questions, how long can a person expect? And I said, there's really, really no way to tell you what you could expect. I can tell you the average person, within their second, third month, they get up to speed and start seeing results, start getting traction. But that doesn't mean you will. It might be because we got tons of people that find it quicker. We have tons of people that don't. And I told him the story of one of our top recruiters and trainers at TW3, how this person literally took over a year to find their first sale. Over a year. Told him about another person that came to our conference, had been with us for 4 years prior, hadn't made a sale, made his first sale after the conference. And I told him, here's the deal. I have people with high intelligence, high business acumen, high experience background in my business that are doing well. And that same profile person I have seen come in our business and quit within 30, 60, 90 days because they weren't finding immediate traction. I have people that I joke all the time because I love them, because I feel akin to them, because I feel like I'm more in that vein, that, you know, things don't come easy to them. They don't pick up on things very quick. They might even have some reading disabilities because I understand that world. They might have all these different challenges, but they didn't quit. I can tell you the people that find success, not in this business, but any business, are people that are determined that they're going to be successful come hell or high water. So the point is, the answer to that question, what's the likelihood of people making it and then fill in that dollar amount that I said we're having a tons of people finding this. What's the likelihood of me or anyone else finding that? Well, the answer is, The answer is most people can, but the truth is most people won't. But that's not a reflection, because I'm not selling you on what you are or can do. I am, but I'm not. I'm selling you on what you could do using these tools if you would believe in yourself enough and not give up. So that leads us to today, episode 363, what we're talking about is when you are in the recruiting space, maybe you're an insurance guy out there, maybe you're a real estate guy out there or a girl, maybe you have a sales organization of some sort, maybe you're in MLM or network marketing, maybe you are a TW3 member yourself, and you're wanting to build your business, you're wanting to build your agency, and you know the definition of a good business is good people. The reason why I can tell you empirically that TW3 is one of the best online businesses around in the world is because I've met the members. Their second year at our conference, over 55 people. I can tell you every single person in there that I met, I number one, love, and number two, believe in, and number three, they are just rock stars. They're solid people. These aren't shallow people. These aren't people that are just here today, gone tomorrow. These aren't get rich quick, you know, scam people type online entrepreneurs, coaches, and trainers. These are people that are in it for the long haul. These are people that have tasted and seen the better type of lifestyle of entrepreneurialism, and specifically how to leverage online tools to build their business. And so the reason why I can with a full throat, full heart, and tell you, you know, there is no better business, there is no better opportunity to be out there than TW3. It's not because of me, it's because of the people. I can tell you the trainers that we have, the coaches that we have, the people that have been with us for the last 6 weeks, and the people who have been with us for the last 6 years. Because the ones who don't have the right mindset, the ones who don't have the right temperament, the ones who don't have the right character, they do not last in this business. Because we put a huge demand, not on your talent, but on your character. You're just not going to last at TW3 if you're one of these, you know, get rich quick, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, snag them and bag them type folk. Because that's not how we do business. That's not our culture here. And so our people that are here that have gotten involved, I can tell you, you get with a TW3 rep, you get with a TW3 trainer, you have got gold in your hand. You treasure that person and their time because they're going to be able to help you go to levels that you thought was only a dream before because they're doing it themselves. So episode 363, I want to talk to you about today, recruiting and hiring eagles rather than and instead of turkeys, because there's some real turkeys out there in the opportunity space and everyone has a dream about doing more, but very few people have a drive to make it happen. So when we get back after this, I'm going to be talking to you. I've got about three things that I would give you that if you'll do them, it is going to help your recruiting. It's going to help you weed out the right ones from the wrong ones. And here's the thing. They might have the right talent, skill, and character. They just don't have the right personality for you. Doing it this way is going to help you get in front of the right people when we get back right after this. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. TerryWilson3.com/freebook. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to terrywilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's terrywilson3.com/call center.
Back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank Chris for being. So yeah, recruiting the right people, especially in a coaching business, real estate business, insurance business, any sales organization that it will rise and fall on the quality of salespeople they have. Your number one job as an agency owner, your number one job as an entrepreneur is get good people. You know, recruit those eagles and let those turkeys just find some other opportunity. Maybe some politician will give them everything they need. I better get away from it. But anyway, so how do you do that? So here's three ways I would tell you to create an environment that's going to recruit the right people. And here are some strategies. Number one, and it starts here. Number one, check the audience you are targeting, you're engaging. go where the eagles nest, don't hang out with the turkeys. So that means where I place my ad copy, the language I use in my ad copy, the people I'm speaking to in that ad copy, the vernacular that I'm picking and choosing is going to resonate with that particular audience that are eagles. There are reasons why I use inside baseball terms sometimes in my ad copy, because I know the general populace don't understand it. I know they're like, what in the world is that about? Because the people that do understand it is the ones I'm wanting to respond. And so sometimes what's killing you in your recruiting efforts is you are creating this this net that is so wide. And I'm not saying cast a real narrow net, but I am saying it's so wide and it's put in the wrong area of the pond that you're picking up the things that's going to wear you out. That's number one. Now, I'm not saying get so tight that, because here's the thing, especially if you're a TW3 member and listening to this, you know, we teach, you know, cast a wide net, because you're going to be able to monetize someone regardless if you bring them in the business or not. That's one of the magic sauces of TW3. You don't have to sell our system to make money with our system, because you can recruit them to be a reseller and trainer. But more times than not, you're going to be able just to help them get an hourly salary job or something else. And because of that feature, you don't have to be so picky and choosy with the audience. But if you are in the sales opportunity space, if you're out there and the only way you make money is to recruit someone to start selling your insurance, your real estate, your product, then you don't want to waste time with the, you know, Bubba Gump that just came out of the 7-Eleven and saying, well, they're paying me $8 an hour. Can you pay me $8.50? And do I have to show up on time? And what do I have to be dressed like? That's not your guy. Okay. That guy will wear you out. And the reason I stress this so much, because even though I tell people at TW3, cast a wide net, monetize them all, I'm still telling them not to recruit them all. Even the ones that they might be someone with a credit card right now, ready to pull the trigger and buy the top package. Ask yourself, and through this process that I'm giving on this podcast, you know, these filters we want to put in place can save you a ton. Cause I'm going to tell you, look, hear me now, feel me later, as I like to say. The worst day you have in a coaching business is the day that you sell a coaching package to someone that all of a sudden, because you took some money from them and you gave them everything that you promised, the product, the training, the software, they still have it in their head. You owe them. You're in debt to them now. All of a sudden you need to be on call no matter where you're at, what time it is. And you need, by God, you better answer the phone now. That person, that individual, will wear you out. And that's a recipe for, you know, a strained relationship. So don't make the mistake of valuing a sale, a money, more than your time and your happiness. Now, I realize when you first get into business, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and say, well, I'm just going to have to make myself more available and do things that I don't want to do because I just got to buy business. But there's going to come a point in your life that you're going to say, hey, you know, this is what I can do, when I can do it, and then take it or leave it. And, you know, and that's when life and business especially, it's a lot more fun. So number one, just make sure that wherever you're targeting your audience, you're targeting a place that the right people are hanging out. And that has to do with your ad copy, where you're placing it, how you're placing it, the language you're using and placing it, the imagery you're using, the language that you're using inside of it. All of that goes into that. And we've got some great training at TW3 that really breaks that down and why that, it's so important and what to use. Number two, speak to the level you expect. And what I mean by that, are you in, for instance, are you in a real estate business and a good realtor, or at least an, let's not table good, an average realtor that works your program the way you show can make $2,500 a week, $3,500 a week, $15,000. What can they make? What can the average person in your area, if they will work the system, if they will work your leads that your system provides, if they will work the way in using the methodology you lay out, what can the average person do? Not what can a rock star that's got high business acumen and all this, not what, you know, someone that's going to struggle because they have these real obstacles. I'm talking about that 80 percentile of people. They're just average Joes. What can the average Joe, the average Sally, what can they do if they would get their minds wrapped around they're going to do it? What can they make? Then you speak to that. And if that means it's $2,500 a week, $3,500 a week, whatever it is a week, then you speak to that. And then what can they expect in time and effort? What can they speak to it? You know, it don't lower the bar so far that, you know, you're going to make people feel like, well, it's not even a job. It's just some sort of, you know, speak to what they can expect and speak on a level. Because here's the thing I've learned. On these podcasts, I don't mind selling entrepreneurialism. On these podcasts, I don't mind advocating self-reliance, self-independence, being able to be your own boss. I do not mind playing that role. Here's where I mind it. You become a client of mine. You become someone that I'm expected to coach. If I have to continually sell you on the idea that financial freedom and independence and the responsibility that goes along with it is in your best interest, if I'm constantly having that conversation with you, this is not going to work out. And one of the ways that I can avoid getting frustrated with you and you getting frustrated with me is speak to the level of mindset that I want on the very front end of it. So speak to that level. Don't be worried that you're speaking at a level that is the average person may not get their minds wrapped around, because I'm telling you the average person will if they have the character and the vision to see it. So if I can tell some person, listen, you can make X amount per week. And I have clients right now. I have reps that work for me that are working an hour and a half to 2 hours a day doing it after they spent hours and hours on the front end to build their business and build these business assets. If that's the reality, speak to it. Because I want the people that have a vision for it to grab a hold of it. That's who I'm talking to. So you always speak to the level of expectations you have. Number three, and this is probably the most important part of the whole process. Once I've engaged an audience, and with TW3 World, what we're talking about is once I've placed those ad copies in the right place. And then step two is once I've captured their information and I've spoke to the level of person. If you'll notice, TW3 members, I have broken out our sales funnel in a way to explain it to the masses. If you're catching what I'm doing, step one, you target the right audience. Step two, you speak to the level you expect. So what am I doing? I'm just showing how to place ad copy, how to engage an audience. Step two, how to filter who's going to opt in and who's not, so that I'm not wasting my time nor their time. And then step three comes the vetting process. You've got to have a vetting process. You've got to have a process that doesn't keep you busy talking to the wrong people. And one of the best ways that you can vet whether this is the right person or not, one of the best ways you can filter out, you know, the weeds from the fruit, if you will, we call it pitch or ditch in the TW3 world. One of the ways that you can manage your time in a more opportune way is ask very pointed questions to your candidates that make them think and make them reveal what they really, and most of the time when you ask these types of questions, people don't realize that they're telling on themselves by answering it. But you want them to tell on themselves for your sake and theirs, because you want, as the consultant, to be able to say, okay, after this process, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sally, whatever, we have a great opportunity, especially if you have TW3, and you send them over to something else and make money off of that. And that way you've helped them, you've given them value, and you have saved yourself heartache. So when we get back from the break, I want to break down some series of questions pointed questions that you need to be asking, because what happens is if you will ask these questions this way, pointed questions, questions that make them sort of open up and tell on themselves. If you will do that, then you are going to have a better client to coach. You're going to enjoy the time with them. But more importantly than all that, they are going to find tremendous value out of what you offer. But that's because you did them a favor on the front end, because you know whether you can help them or not. They don't.
Hey, do you need cash for business expenses or bill consolidation, inventory, or maybe reinvesting in your business? You know, when money is tight, man, I tell you, business can be stressful. Trust me, I know. So I want to tell you, learn how to leverage money and time with a great product and service that I use all the time at PW3. It's a custom financing opportunity that the terms and the services are totally custom fit for you. It's easy, it's fast, it's secure, and it's at cashmutualstore.com. That's cashmutualstore.com. So what are you waiting for? Do you need inventory, or do you need to reinvest in your business? Do you need to start a business? You can grow your business by leveraging easy lending opportunity at cashmutualstore.com. Join the thousands of other entrepreneurs and small businesses we've helped at cashmutualstore.com, so you can start taking your income, your business, and your life to the next level. That's cashmutualstore.com. Easy, fast, and secure.
So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to terrywilson3.com/MDEMS. That's terrywilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. So yeah, asking the right questions on the front end, I'm telling you, saves them heartache, saves you heartache, makes better business. And you definitely want to recruit eagles and let the turkeys hang out with the chickens. What a mixed metaphor. So here we go. So what questions can you ask? And I would tell you, number one, stay away from yes-no questions. I want questions that make them think, make them respond, make them be a little more transparent. And most of the time, with you asking the questions on the front end in a live interview type situation, they don't have time to come up with a canned answer. So you really get the honest, you know, if you will. And not that people are trying to be deceptive, but it's in human nature to always want to put your best foot forward. So one of the things I like real, you know, when I'm talking is I'll just ask them straight up, you know, what was your favorite job? You're talking about working with us. You've probably had other jobs in the past. Tell me one, which out of all of the ones you had, which one was your favorite? And then, you know, they go through, you know, well, I worked here and I worked here, but you know, I really like this one. And you get them talking. And then I ask just simply, I don't just let them name the business or whatever. I ask them, well, why was that your favorite? And so what am I listening for? I'm listening for, you know, well, I liked it because so-and-so always cut me a break when I came in late. or if I didn't do something right, you know, yeah, I'm listening for little cues like that. Well, I made a ton of money and I didn't have to work a lot of hours. So I'm trying to figure out what motivates this person, what in this person's perception, because, you know, some people are not motivated by money. Some people are motivated by other things. And so I'm trying to figure out when you're looking for a business or career, a job, what is it about the ones you've had that you love? Or what is it about them that you loved so that I can, number one, know how to present mine in a way that would you would see value, because there's many attributes. If I'm trying to sell them my business and sell them on working from home with our business, and because I like them, then I'm going to focus, if they're motivated by money, I'm going to focus on the money opportunity. If they're focused on time and they, you know, they got to leave the work at the house and got to go off on vacation with their kids and love that, I'm going to talk about freedom. You know, there's different things. There's different nuances about every business. There's the good and the bad. And so you're going to be able to know how to position your business when you ask them, you know, what was your favorite job that you had and why was it? And then number two, would you go back if you could now? And so why am I asking that? Because I really want to know, is the first question answer, was that a true answer? Because there are certain businesses I would tell you today that if it was offered back, even though I'm happy with what I'm doing now, I love it, I wouldn't go back, but boy, I would think about it. I would be tempted just because I love the people. What motivated me was the money and the people I worked with. So those were the two motivating factors for me. I was able to make the money I need to make because I had the freedom, but I also just really enjoyed the people I work with. Now, I enjoy the people I work with now, so that I've been able to manage my business in such a way that gives me all of the things I loved about my other favorite job. I'm able to pull over into this job. So that's why I would be tempted about it, but I wouldn't go back. You're asking them the same thing. And more than likely, if they're being real, and this is what you want to listen for, if it truly was one of those places they loved, if it truly was one of those things that, yeah, it was a great, great thing, then they got to really consider that and think about it if they're being honest. And if they're in a position now, they're looking to you to be hired for something, to be recruited for something, then more likely than not, the honest answer is, yeah, I'd go back, because right now they don't have anything in their hand that's replaced it. So that's what you're looking for. And so when you would ask them, would you go back if you could now? And then if they said yes, then you ask why. If they say no, then you would ask, well, why? Because here again, I'm drilling down. Are you telling me that, are you being truthful with me and you? Because I'm really wanting them to think about what motivates them, why they like what they like. And if they could play God for a moment and make the world the perfect place for them, would they do it? So those are great questions that will really drill down on what motivates people, what inspires people, what gets people animated. Number two, the second question I would ask, and this is just the opposite of the first, what was your worst job that you've had thus far? What was your worst job? And because everybody's had a terrible job. If you haven't, you haven't worked. And so, you know, if they say, well, I really haven't, I don't have a terrible, well, then no, I mean, I'm not saying it was deplorable. I'm not saying it was an enslavement camp or concentration, but there's got to be a job you did. Yeah, it just wasn't one of my favorites. I'm going to press them until they come up with something. Don't allow them to be flippant. What was your worst job that you've had thus far? And then I'm going to flip the script again. Why? Well, the boss was mean. The boss was demanding. I didn't make a lot of money. I was never off the clock. I was always on call. So I never had a sense of, you know, I was home with my family. I was being able to go on vacation and not have to work. You know, you're wanting to drill down on what made it a terrible job. And here's the thing. Well, I didn't like the fact that, you know, I only made straight commission or production. Well, if you're in an insurance and real estate business, you know right away, this is a person that's not going to want to work a production-based job. And so these are great questions. Or I didn't like it because the commission wasn't that high. They wanted to put me on some sort of lower guaranteed with bonuses. Listen, I have worked with people that in the medical field that made great salaries, but wanted a more production-based business because they were great at what they did. They brought in millions of dollars in high-paying contracts, and they wanted a piece of the pie because they got frustrated. They were making the same amount as someone else who wasn't producing one-tenth of what they produced. That's the type of person, if you're in a sales organization, you want to recruit. I want people that sees the value in getting paid a percentage of the profit, because that's the person that's going to build a business. That's the person that has tasted and seen of the power of entrepreneurialism and the freedom it affords, and are not afraid because they haven't bought into this false narrative that there's actually guarantees in life. The average worker that has worked a salary, hourly job, worked for the big business or big government or big whatever, have bought into a lie that they can have some sort of guarantee and security by having that type of job. Most people that have lived long enough knows the largest companies and corporations and divisions of government, not government maybe, but because the one thing that government never does is shrink. But if you're looking for a guarantee opportunity that you never have to worry about, will they be there tomorrow? That don't exist in the private sector. And I have family who have worked for government, and government does get downsized. It does get redefined. So even in that, I said it flippantly and jokingly, there is no guarantees. You can be laid off tomorrow. Political winds can change and things happen. So you want people that understand that truth and reality when you're talking to them. And so when I ask about what was your worst job, what was your favorite job, that opens up their mindsets, the way they perceive things, the way they judge things. And then it allows me to speak to it. And then I ask them this, and this is a great question. When you're talking about what was your worst job, when I get them talking, I ask them, how could they make you come back? I didn't ask them, could they? I asked them, how could they? Because I want them to think for just a second. Well, if they would do away with the commission base and give more of a guarantee, or if they would give better hours, or if they, whatever it is, I'm not judging it if it's right or wrong. I'm judging it on what is in them, so I know if it's a fit. Asking those pointed questions will help. And then not allowing them to just leave it up there. And then I say, why? How could they make you come back? And then why? Why is that? Why is changing it from the pay schedule that they had? Why could that make you come back? And then again, they open up about how they perceive a career, how they perceive business. And then it allows me to position mine either to make a recommendation to do or not to do. But see, you as a recruiter on the front end of this are going to be much better equipped to be able to speak to that person's ambitions and speak to that person's fears by knowing this information, by asking pointed questions. And the third question I would ask is, what motivates you the most about a job? Is it the pay, the people, the place, the products, services they offer? If you had to only pick one, because I'm asking you, Mr. and Mrs. Applicant, to only give me one, what gets you the most excited about working for a company or doing an opportunity? And then I'll let them talk. Is it the money? Is it the people you work with? Is it the place? If I say it's the money and the place, well, if you're selling a home-based business, what are you talking about? How they can make X amount of money working from home. If it's the people, then you start talking about the people you have in your company and how the community you have. If it's the product, then you start talking about, see, the problem is most of the time when you talk to insurance guys and real estate guys and these other folks that are recruiting people or any other business, you talk to MLMers that sell these pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. Everybody has been conditioned and trained on sell the product, sell the product, sell the product, sell the product. Tell them how great the product is and you need to be involved in this so you can sell this product. Well, here's the news flash. Some people are agnostic when it comes to the product. They could care less. How much does it make? How much can I make selling this product? And what kind of people do you have in your business? Or how much can I make? And what's the environment I'm going to be working in? Or what kind of people are in this business? What's the environment I would be working in? Where would I be working? they're not motivated by money. They're motivated by the people and the place they'd be working in. So without knowing this information, you as a recruiter, you as someone who is trying to, you know, consult someone on what you have, is it a fit or not? Not having this information, you are flying in the dark with no gauges, without understanding anything. With asking these questions and having an honest, true dialogue, here's what really happens too. Through this whole process, you have just gotten yourself out of this thing where you're trying to quote unquote sell somebody on something, and you have just become a consultant for them. And you have built rapport with that person, because questions like this puts you in the mindset of that other person as someone as genuinely trying to understand who they are and how you can bring value to them. If you will do that, especially now, listen, UTW3 guys, you know, doing it this way, man, higher is your conversion rate going to be when you go through this process if you send them over to that hourly or salary job, that production-based job, that freight brokering job, that craft assembly work from home, you know, whatever, you know, because now you have built rapport with them. And so when you make that recommendation, well, here's something you can do and I would recommend, and you might not even be selling them TW3, or here is an insurance company that is looking for qualified agents like you right now, and you send them a, here is a real estate company that you would be a perfect fit for, and you send, when you, or you need to work with TW3, you're the right person, I could help you. You are in a position at that point that your conversion rate is going to be through the roof, because now you've left that sales environment and you've come into a consulting environment where, and you're transparent with them up front. Listen, Mr. and Mrs. Applicant, I get paid to help you whether you do anything. So UTW3 members need to be leveraging this. If you're not a TW3 member, then you know right away whether to waste any more time with them and be honest, because I have found people will appreciate that Century 21, that Nationwide Insurance, whatever company out there that you're recruiting for, you're training for, and trying to bring people to build your agency, they're going to have a better taste in their mouth when someone was polite, someone was transparent, someone was like, you know, I really believe you could do this. Because when you say that, it has more meaning if you're being that diligent on the front end to make sure this is a fit. So listen, guys, this has been episode 363. We're talking about recruiting and hiring eagles instead of turkeys. You can do this if you, and here's the thing I would tell you too, if you're not a TW3 member, one of the legs up that our members have is what I just went through. We automate through sales funnels, products within our sales funnels, our landing pages, our opt-in forms, our webinars. It does a lot of this for us. If you don't have those tools, you can't automate it, and so you have to do it manually. But if you are at TW3, what I just went through is how our process and our sales funnel works and why and the logic behind it. But if you will do that on the back end of what we call a funnel, you might call your interview process, you are going to be much better served. And you're going to be able to serve other people. Listen, if you want to come to our live podcast when we have them on Monday nights, you can do that. All you have to do is text the word at TW3 podcast. Text, that's one word, at TW3 podcast. That's the at sign TW3 podcast. Text that to this number, 81010. It'll put you on a list so that when we go live and you want to ask us questions, you want to join our live chat, we have hundreds of other entrepreneurs on with us live. They're all talking, enjoying life, and sharing little tidbits. You can join with us. Till next time, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean,